This is Rusty Tanton.
And Amber Ray.
And you're listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network, the show focused on all things Atlanta and sometimes elsewhere.
It's March 18th, and we are here at Osteria 832 in Virginia Highlands with...
Tom Query.
And you are a photographer.
Yes, I am.
How long have you been doing photography?
I've actually been doing shooting since I was a kid. And I've got this whole history of pictures. None of them are kind of remarkable throughout my life until the advent of digital photography. And then that gave me a dark room for the first time, or an affordable dark room that I could use. And finally, I could get the images I saw in my head out in a print, whereas before I was up to Wolf or whoever to kind of make that decision, and it was very frustrating.
Right. So what kinds of things do you focus on in your photography work?
I'm very eclectic, and I'm still trying to find kind of my voice or style, the one that I like. And at this moment, I'm trying to just make sure I kind of know how to shoot all the different styles so that I can get eclectic with it at some point. What is both easiest and hardest has been nature landscape. And a couple of years ago, I won second place nationally in the Cannon National Parks contest with one of those. And then I won, I mean, it was really real cool because I won a camera and a printer and all this kind of stuff. So nature photography has been that. And I go to Cumberland Island every year and spend a week camping. And that's where a lot of my photographs have come out of, is that camping and nature and that kind of thing.
Would you say that that's kind of where your inspiration comes from, or is there something else that is your inspiration?
Probably my inspiration, if I've got one, is other photographers. I mean, I really study other photographers' work and try to see if I can come up with some variation that fits me. And that's why I'm hoping my work actually evolves another. I'm happy where it is because I've gotten it to a level that I never thought I would, but into something that's like going from when you master a subject to jazz.
Uh-huh.
I want to get to jazz.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's, I'm not there yet, but that's where I'm wanting to go.
Have you had your work in any shows like around the Atlanta area or
yes.
anything?
Yes. In fact, this year I was in the Southeastern Flower Show, had a fairly large photography contest, and they had Elton John's photographer, curator, one of the judges, and I got two first places in that, which was way cool. And then the Shepherd Center, the hospital downtown, had a contest nationally because they had a new wing and they wanted to put photography in the new wing. And so I got in that too. About 100 of us were on the walls down there.
Oh, okay.
And I live up in Roswell, and I belong to the Roswell Photographic Society, which sounds a lot more sophisticated than it actually is. They used to call it a club, a photo club. And we have monthly contests and two jury shows a year, and I just won first place in our spring jury show.
Very
so
cool.
I've been like hitting
yeah.
this year, you know.
Is it hard to find contests and things like that to get into as someone who's starting out?
What I did for a long time is I just sent in everything.
Yeah.
And then. So, no, there's a lot of contests. There's from very basic contests to I'm very pleased. Oh, one other win this past year was there's a National Association of Nature Photographers. They call it NAMPA. And I got in the top 100 photographers of the country in that. And then I got a judge's award on top of that, which was so cool. So it's been a good year.
It sounds like
yeah.
it has been a good year. Really
yeah,
good
really.
Year. What do you think about the fact that kind of like... now with digital photography, anybody can kind of call themselves a photographer rather than like the old school where you had to like have all this training and everything. Different people have different feelings
right.
about that.
I'm very excited about it. I think it's going to evolve into something else. I'm a fan of Flickr. I love Flickr. And that to me is the, you know, the kind of front line of that work. And I'm all the time watching people that are just taking, but something's starting to evolve out of it. A lot of them are doing mixed media in their stuff, which I think is really interesting. So I like that photography is kind of in, it's kind of cool right now.
Yeah.
And I like it that you've got this Flickr kind of thing, and you've also got the high-end stuff, and there doesn't seem to be, you know, everybody seems to be hungry for it.
Yeah.
Particularly for photographs that I think evoke emotions.
Have you paid any attention to the photographs on Flickr for the tornado that took place this past weekend,
no,
for example?
No, I haven't.
It's kind of amazing how much has come out of it, actually. And some of the folks have taken photos of places like East Atlanta Village and Vine City and places like that that, you know, if you watch the if you watch WSB, you'd think that everything happened in Cabbage Town, right? But you know, a few other places got hit too, and you know, did a lot to those communities. So that was what was interesting to me about it. Anyway.
I love it. I love that.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, the other low end. It's not even low end anymore. Is cell phones having a camera? That has been everybody has
photos.
One.
Yeah.
You know? And that is, I think, been a very big shift, and that people are interested in taking pictures of street stuff, which I love street photography. I love, but it's getting weird. You just about can't do that much anymore. People are getting real nervous about just taking pictures on the street. I hate that.
In the Atlanta photo group on Flickr, there was a discussion about that because people were talking about how they were out like taking pictures of, you know, buildings and public spaces, and cops, or even not cops, but just like security guards would come along and tell them they can't. There's actually somebody wrote up like a photographer's Bill of Rights, which is based on law, like that, yes, you can photograph.
If you're on the public street, you're
so,
fair
like,
game.
They carry, these people who were on that group were saying they carry that around with them.
Wow, I'd like
pocket.
To have that.
I've had MARTA officers tell me I couldn't photograph a MARTA station, for example.
Yeah, like what are you like, talking about?
National
well, you
security.
Do look a little bit like a terrorist, though.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. I'm going to blow it up. Yeah.
But sometimes, I mean, we've had people come up to us and sort of ask what we're doing, you know, and usually we tell them, you know, we think this is an interesting building, because we like to photograph stuff, too, that's kind of, like, historical and everything, and usually, in my experience, if we tell them that, you know, then they're like, okay, fine, and they walk away, but I don't know why some people seem to be on a power trip about it or something.
The other, this is all kind of new things that are happening. I went to Peru earlier this year, or 2007, and I got to Machu Picchu, which was kind of one of the places I wanted to go.
I saw your picture of that.
Yeah, I had a great trip. But they wouldn't allow professional equipment in there unless you had a permit that you needed to have gotten months before, and it was going to cost a lot of money.
Huh.
And I'm starting to see that in a lot of different places. Like, in
part of why
I've got a camera here, it's a Canon 30D. It looks like a street camera, but it's actually pretty darn nice. And so that's what I had to take into Machu Picchu. I had to carry one camera and one lens in, which was greatly frustrating because I'd carried all that stuff down there to be able to shoot it. And that is just a whole nother trend I don't like that's occurring.
I didn't even know about that.
I didn't know about that either.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I was somewhere recently where that was the case too. If you were going to do professional, if you had something that looked like a setup of lighting or something of that sort, you had to have it. I think it's in Atlanta. You have to have permission to do that on the streets if you're going to do a professional setup.
I wonder why that is.
I don't know.
Because it can't be like for commercial purposes, because anybody could be taking something with a snapshot camera for commercial purposes. They don't know.
I know.
Yeah.
And there's a lot
That's
of
weird.
Amateurs that have other equipment, you know?
Right.
I mean, even a tripod is like triggering people with that kind of stuff.
Well, the other thing is, I mean, even the amateur level equipment is getting better and better, you know? I mean, it's still not going to compete with a pro setup by any stretch, but it's getting good enough that you can pass it in a lot of circumstances.
Very true.
And I don't see how they can discriminate that.
Do you consider yourself an amateur or a pro?
I'm going to split it. I'm a semi-professional.
Okay.
I don't make a lot of money off of it, which is why I don't consider myself a professional.
Well, and, do you think the whole digital photography wave is making it harder for people to make money off of it and be, you know, do commercial photography?
The professional photographers like this the photography society I'm in, there's about half of them that are pros, and they gripe about it. They gripe about the, particularly their stock royalty photographs. Apparently, the Flickr folks have really started, and they've been pulling. In fact, I read not too long ago where it was some company, I don't remember the company, actually pulled a Flickr picture off and used it in an ad campaign. And the person who was the photographer eventually saw it on the side of a bus or something and went, wait a minute, that's my picture.
Yeah.
And they hadn't paid them anything for it. And because when you can put it on Flickr, you can say free.
Yeah, you can set your copyright.
Yeah. And they hadn't done that. And so they went like to court about it, and I think they won. But that's getting to be a hairy kind of difference.
Well, you know, yeah, like Fox News, for example, did the same thing. They ripped a photo off of somebody's Flickr stream and used it just in a news segment or something, and somebody recognized it. And they ended up settling out of court, if I recall correctly.
I think you're right.
But, you know, the thing is, I mean, you got all these folks who are just putting these things up there for fun, and they don't have the resources and probably, frankly, don't care enough to try to fight these big media companies when they do that. So, I don't know. Yeah, you're right.
So that's both sides of it. It's like, I don't want them to use it to make money off of a picture if I gave it, you know, just for pleasure.
I might sound... People might not expect to hear me say this because of the whole thing with, like, data wants to be free and everything, which I totally agree with. But that's in terms of information. And I don't think that's the same thing as photographs.
Creativity.
So I don't think that, I think that like some people feel like just because something is on the internet, then, oh, it's free, anybody can do whatever they want with it. But that's not true. There have been two cases where places have asked to use one of my Flickr photos, like in a book or in a publication. And there was discussion about this on the Atlanta Flickr group too, like how much do you ask for? And they were offering, like, one was offering like nothing, just like, oh, we'll give you credit. You know, like I'm supposed to be jumping all over myself for that. And then the other one was like $20 or something.
Yeah.
And people were like, no, that's ridiculous. They need to pay like, you know, $700 or like the going rate for stock photography. And if you write back to them and tell them that, they balk. But, you know, I don't think that they should be able to take advantage of people just because it's on the internet.
I've had that happen to me too. In fact, I've been in two magazines, and one did the "we'll give you credit," and I bought it because I was just so delighted to have myself published. And the other, I got paid $400, which they said was their stock price, which I don't believe. I think that's low.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard like 700 to 1,000, something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it varies depending on the publication and all that.
And I do eventually want to make, I don't want to become rich off of this, but I'd love to make at least some money on it. So that is an issue for me.
Yeah.
And I'm still, I don't know why, but I'm still interested more in the art photography, art kind of way of looking at it is still what I wish I could be when I grow up. And so
what would you say your dream project would be?
It would be something, I'm going to make one up, that would be something like this. It'd be like if I was going to shoot, go into a dance studio and there was some ballerinas kind of things. What I would want to shoot would be, because from what I understand about them, their bodies are kind of malformed because of the dance. But it's so covered in the beauty of the costumes. I would actually like to do a nude study of an athlete's or a ballerina's body to show just the disparity of what is beauty and what it took to make that beauty. Yeah. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the concept, but I don't know, you know, how old. I'm waiting for that to come across my path, you know?
Yeah.
Interesting.
That would be very interesting.
It's part of why I'm interested in coming to your thing.
Well, now we have a nice little...
Speaking of that...
I don't even have to try to make one up. You're coming to my conference.
Yes, I am.
How did you find out about it, and why are you interested? Tell me all that.
It was a... somebody sent me a link, and I don't remember who. I'll have to go back in my email and find out to tell you. But somebody sent me a link and said, hey, this sounds like something you'd be interested in. And I looked it up, and I was. And my other life, I have another life. I am what I make my living on, since it's not photography. I'm actually a psychotherapist and a sex therapist working with couples. And so I'm always interested in anything that has to do with sex, sexuality, particularly power balance and, right. and how all that works. I mean, I see it in the office all the time. And then so my that world and the photography world, I'm coming from both. Mm-hmm. Both of them are in your conference is very interesting to me because of it. So, how's that feel?
Good.
That was a good therapist question. How's
yeah,
that feel?
No, I'm. I was really excited when I started getting registrations from people who I had no idea who they were. I was like, well, this means we've reached some sort of tipping point of success.
Awesome.
It's not just my friends registering.
And I've sent it on to some of my other friends who are either in training or sex therapist. And also I have another friend who is does erotic writing. And she had not heard of it, and I sent the link to her, and she may be coming. So there may be several other folks coming.
Well, we have an erotic writing session.
I told her that and gave her the link to your thing. So she, in fact, she's actually, a couple of them have said, check these people out and tell me if this is going to be, you know, who these people are that are doing this thing. So you're checking me out, and I'm checking you out for them. So, you know.
Well, what's the main thing that you hope to get out of it?
Information and particularly, this is sound like a tacky word, but enlightenment in terms of, you know, human beings coming together, particularly around this subject. And the other kind of personal thing I would love to find is some people that would love to do modeling. Particularly, I'm very fascinated in people with great tattoos.
Oh, okay.
And so.
Well, there are some tattooed people I know that will be there.
Excellent. Good. Well, I'll hand them my card.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, is there anything in closing that you want to say or just tell people where to find your work or anything?
I'm very excited. I'm excited about your conference. I'm looking forward to coming to it for one thing. My work can be found on, it's www.wellspringarts.com, wellspringarts.com, and I'm also on Flickr under Wellspring Arts, and that's where I have some stuff up right now. It's not a very full-fledged site yet, but I'm hoping it will grow as time goes on.
Well, thanks for doing the interview.
Oh, delighted. Thank you.
Are you tired of going to tech conferences and being called a dirty slut who hates America? Well, fret no more. Sex 2.0, an unconference focused on the intersection of social media, feminism, and sexuality, is coming to 1763 in Atlanta on April 12, 2008. Go to sex20con.com to find out more and to reserve your spot. And I promise, no one at this conference will say you deserve to get fired from your day job for posting naked photos online.
The song you heard in this podcast was Flux by Drop Trio, available only on Magnatune.com.
Thanks for listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network. Visit us at gapodcastnetwork.com. If you have a question, comment, or drunken rant, leave us a voicemail by calling 678-389-9441. Who knows, it might be featured in a podcast. You can also email us at info@gapodcastnetwork.com.